You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and each week I will bring you guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. I will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and so much more. Now, having over 30 years experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and authors who are sharing valuable stories and very helping information, who are all working to keep your family mentally, physically, and spiritually sound and make this world a better place for all of us. And I'll continue to bring you some of these incredibly talented and caring people each week as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, our topic today is bridging the gap for young adults to cross over into adulthood. And as someone, again, who's been in this industry a long time, I've seen some huge changes from 30 years ago and working with adolescents to now finding out that we're getting more and more cases where we're being asked to work with young adults who just haven't been given the tools that they need to take that next step. So today on the show we have Wendy Snodgrass, founder and director of the Learning Life Company, a nonprofit youth program that is modernizing the approach to teach life skills to teens and young adults. Wendy, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, I am really glad to have you on the show. I've had a chance to go to your website and learn a lot about what it is that you're doing. And again, as I said in the beginning, I mean, I've seen these changes. I've seen the fact that we're getting more and more young people that just don't have the skills to make that next step. But before we get into your programs and everything else, can you first tell us about your fascination with youth and business? And as I went through your website, I saw that, you know, starting as a young adult, you really must have, you know, exercised a lot of endurance, and I think our listeners will appreciate it, you know, and this endurance in regards to that journey that led you to to not only this program but also your Get in the Game program.
Yes, well, so I started as a bank teller in Seattle. I was 19 years old, and that was my first exposure to business, mm-hmm. and I loved it. I was fascinated by it. Being a bank teller was a little too monotonous, though, and so my next job was I worked with kids and teens at an acting and modeling agency. I was with them for 2 years in Seattle, and so that was my first exposure to working with kids and teens, and of course I was still technically a teen myself when I started that. Well, on my 22nd birthday, the owner invited me to open a branch for agency in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I was honored. I mean, I was so honored that she believed in me, and I was young, but she was that age when her mom gave her the business. So what ended up, go ahead.
No, I think that's great. So at that point in time, you were really getting a chance to see young children and teens really stepping into a world of having to work, you know, be it in modeling or in acting, but you were seeing them sort of being placed into that role of stepping into adulthood, and I think that that's a great beginning as far as seeing, you know, not only the fact that maybe we're not getting all the tools right from our schools, but also the fact that you now have kids that are being asked to start working even before they've graduated high school.
This is true. It's very true. And some of them were there because they wanted to be, and they had huge, huge dreams. And some of them were there because their parents wanted them to be. And so what switched it for me is when I was in Arizona and I was working on the business for that market. With a business plan, you know, you can always add like a philanthropic section. What would you do with this business to do good for these kids, but also for people outside of your business? And that is when it hit me. And that is when I realized that I had such a huge passion for being philanthropic, not so much a passion for acting and modeling. I didn't really want to churn out more actors and models. And so as I was updating the business plan for the Scottsdale market, I realized I was getting really far away from what that business was supposed to be, and far away from being true to myself. So I stopped and I said, you know, this is not what I want to do. I want to do something that really is more empowering for young adults.
Now, isn't that such a blessing to be in a position to where you realize that there's a bigger picture? You know, the fact that you really can make a difference, and I thank you for that, because that's really what it's all about, is having the people out there like yourself that want to make a difference in the lives of other people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted it so bad that after that I went back to Seattle, and kind of on a friendly dare, I took a job for one season as a flagger for a construction company. And the dare was just that it paid well, and I had told a friend that I would do whatever it takes to make up for that time that I lost in Scottsdale. So I did it for a season. Well, I just was really, really passionate about this kind of vague idea I had at the time about a business for life skill business for teens. So while I was a flagger, I'm standing at a road close sign, and that was my job, was actually not to flag, but to be at this detour sign. And even there, I mean, I had my pen and my notebook, and I was writing this business plan that was identical to what I'm doing now, a smaller version of it. And this is in 1999, so I didn't have any pocket electronics. I was just sitting there writing this business plan, and I look back, I still have those notes, and it was identical to what I'm doing now. So I kind of held on to that, and then life brought me over to Washington, D.C., and my passion also, though, was to write. And so when I was in Washington, D.C., I just didn't want to work for anybody else. And so I mentioned this because this is where the business comes in. Mm-hmm. And this all ties to this program later on. And so I had a 185-pound dog, and somebody suggested that I start a dog walking business. And so I did, and long story short, while I was doing a dog walking business, one of my clients gave me my first writing job, and it paid $1,000 for that contract. And so I started my sole proprietorship called the Delusia Script. And that was freelance business and creative writing. And so I got into that, and then later on we can talk about how that ties back into the youth program.
Well, no, and I think that's great. And you know, I'm a very visual person, so when you were talking about working at the detour, you know, I got this picture of you sitting next to this detour sign, and then maybe, you know, writing in big letters, you know, below that, you know, young adults, detour this way to learn the steps you need to reach adulthood. You know, go this way.
You know what? That might have, in the back of my mind, subconsciously had something to do with this path. Absolutely. So, yep, and it was fun. I made a lot of friends doing that job, and the city of Bothell actually thanked me and recognized how nice I was to the residents who were not happy to be hitting the road closed sign on the way home.
So from dog walking to writing, I mean, where does the Learning Life Company now come into play?
Well, so the evolution of the Delusia Script is very interesting, and I'd like to share that story sometime, because my books are all relevant to parenting. But to skip past that real quick, I would like to point out that with the Delusia Script, and that's still technically a business that's open, although all of my writing really has been for the Learning Life Company, but I can use the Delusia Script and my books for some of the platform for the Get in the Game program, which is the program, you know, under the company name Learning Life Company. So I can use things from the Delusia Script and things from my books to teach important life skills such as research, administrative skills, marketing, advertising, writing, publishing, soft skills, So I use that and offer those opportunities to the teenagers now. Like, for example, right now I'm working with the Youth Volunteers in Action program at a high school. And so one of them is going to use my children's book as her way of volunteering, and she's taking the book into elementary schools to teach to kids and to special ed kids. From that, we incorporate the writing workshops that I also do, and I'm going to allow this girl to host a writing workshop on my behalf to a special ed class in an elementary school. See, so I can pull from everything I've done and use that as an opportunity for a teenager.
Well, yeah, and from what it sounds like, and you're even starting in some cases with some that are even younger than teenagers, which I think is great, because I think it's one of those things that you really can't start too young. Now, for everybody out there listening, let me share with you, because I know we just mentioned the Delucia script, there is a website for that. It's www.delucia.script.com, and if you're driving and you can't write that down, I will make sure that we put it on our website, our answers, the numeral for thefamilyblog.com. I'll make sure that it's on there for those of you that are sitting at your computer and you can write that down. Also, take down www.learninglifecompany.org, which is LearningLifeCo.org. And you can go and check out that website. There's a lot of information, and also about the Get in the Game portion, which is where young adults can go in, they can talk about life skills, and it really has a lot of great information. In fact, there's an article up there now called The Show and Tell of Parenting. So there's a lot of things that you can go in, you can check out. You'll notice when you get on there, it's under construction, it's being added to, it's currently 90% complete. So if you get on there, if there's something you find that you can't quite maneuver or whatever, understand that it'll probably be straightened out for you by the time you get on it the second time. So feel free, open up another window, join us. It won't change what you're doing with us now, and you can follow along as we continue. So Wendy, so at this point, I'm you know, it's safe to say that you know, your success as an author, you know, has contributed to your success as director of the Learning Life Company, and therefore success of the Get in the Game Youth Program. Give us an example about how they all support each other.
Okay, absolutely. So, for example, I'm currently looking for an agent or a publisher to publish the entire series of the children's book, Barrett's Bears. And as a touring author with Eastern Washington University's Get Lit program, I incorporate all of the Barrett's Bears stories into my elementary school visits and writing workshops. And I just started doing writing workshops for teens as well. So, but the Barrett's Bear stories are for kids, and you can say that they're kid-tested, kid-approved, basically, because what I've done in schools is I've allowed the kids to help edit the new stories that are not yet published, and that's why when I go to get a publisher, I want to say, you know, these are kid-tested, kid-approved, literally. So once the series is published traditionally, I would offer our teen Get in the Game members, the teenagers, the chance to work as a contractor for Barrett's Bears marketing and promotions. And so as a contractor, part of their life skills then would be that we would teach them the legalities of how to be a contractor. And if you think about it, it sounds kind of advanced, but it's really not. These teenagers go and they mow lawns for the summer or paint houses or, you know, do a number of things, and that's a way that we can teach them those business life skills. When I teach business life skills, though, mind you, we always incorporate other skills, whether it is, you know, kind of business like time management, but also with time management, we would branch off to stress management. When you do that, you get to know that young adult, and especially if they're an at-risk teenager, you know, with a less than comfortable home life, then I get to know them, and I can really give them what they need to empower them to have opportunities in life.
You know, first of all, I absolutely love it. But give us, some examples. So for some of the parents that are out there and they're thinking, well, you know, my child is just doing so great in this one area. You know, they're the sports star at their school. But on the other hand, they can't balance their checkbook. You know,
right.
You know, explain how some of these things can not only help them continue to understand to be great in what it is that they already know, but at the same time, how learning these other skills is going to benefit them in everything that they do.
Okay, yeah, so I'll use that checkbook example. Keep in mind, we have right now 5 categories of life skills that we focus on, and we keep kind of a consistent curriculum, and there's over 30 topics. We're adding 13 more categories by the end of this year. But with, for example, just the financial literacy, there's a few options for a parent. So one is they can just simply go on like you would any other website and look at the resources, which we call life skills tools, and they can look at third-party programs, you know, put on by other companies and other professionals from our website. So that's just the most simple to get reading material. If they wanted to use one of our life skill activities, they would sign up on the website and they would either hire one of our advisors to help mentor them through the program, or they would just take the material for free and use it themselves. The material, the way that we have it, is a very hands-on interactive approach. So instead of just lecturing the kid as a teenager and giving them, you know, say workbooks to read and telling them the do's and the don'ts, these projects are they're actual projects. So the parent would see a project activity and say, oh, okay, I'm going to do this financial simulation. Now, if we do the simulation, we have it set up so that is a 3-month simulation where we would go back and forth with them budgeting, and this is all online. They would have a pretend lifestyle. So the first month, the pretend lifestyle is that of a very basic lifestyle. So their checkbook should balance. Uh-huh. And I will send them paychecks, pretend paychecks. I'll send them pretend expenses, and then they're to budget them, then send the budget back. The second month is a much more difficult lifestyle. So I'm going to stump them, and I'm going to maybe send them an email that says, oh, you just got in a car accident. This is going to cost $1,000 to repair. They have to incorporate that into their budget based on the lifestyle and the income that I assign them. And then finally, the third month of the financial simulation is personalize the lifestyle that I assign them is personalized to fit their real dreams, their real goals. So if Joe wants to live in New York City, his income and his expenses are going to reflect that. Uh-huh. Versus, you know, Annie, who wants to live in Montana, which maybe has a lower cost of living, and therefore it's going to reflect that for her. And so that ties in the whole personalized aspect of it.
You know, this is great. And again, for those of you that, you know, if you didn't catch that as far as going on to the website, you know, I've just pulled it up as well so that I could follow along. And again, that's learninglifeco.org. So, Wendy, now the service that you were just talking about, what is the title? What is that one called?
That is the Me and My Money section, or I'm sorry, Me and Money section.
Me and My Money activity?
Yeah. So okay. You would go on the website. On the website, you would, there's a couple ways to get there, but the quickest way would be under the young adults. Uh-huh. You'll see Life Skills Over 30 Projects, I think is how it's titled. And then when you get onto that page, it lists all 5 categories. It's a very long page. And it gives a synopsis of the Me and Money section. And then to the right, there are buttons that break it down to the actual money topics. And the two that are under construction on that is the insurance. Uh-huh. And the what's the other one that's under construction? We got the financial simulations all ready to go, the insurance and credit score. So those two we're just about done with. and then this will be available.
And I'm looking at it right now, and again, for any of the other parents out there, as I'm looking at this, and I've got a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old, and I'm thinking, I've just made a note to myself, they need to get on this, and they need to check it out. I think this is great. I've just talked with my 19-year-old in regards to preparing a budget, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, to be able to live within his means, and you know, and this is perfect. I mean, this really, you know, as I'm looking at it, really does kind of break things down and keep it, you know, really simple from the standpoint of, you know, the bills you owe, and you know, which is, you know, and then your income, which is your paycheck, and I really like it. I was going to say they can also get into kind of some of that same stuff by going into program and services into Entree Givers. You know, seem to have come into that area as well with, you know, with videos and everything else that really explains a lot of stuff. So this is really good. Again, so for any parent out there, if you have a teenager or a young adult, you know, I highly suggest that you have them check this out. So now let me ask, you know, that as I'm going through this, and I can see that the Get in the Game program is really very broad, and mm-hmm. and having read other things on your website, I know that you have a huge vision for its future. What is the first thing that you want people to know when they first go into this in regards to the services that are offered and where you plan on taking this?
Okay, because it's broad, the easiest way to look at the array of services is that there are three categories. There's self-serve, advising, and program implementation. So, for example, the self-service, like I said, with the life skill activities, somebody can go in and for free just take the information and use it as they wish. And it could be a teacher supplementing something in the classroom, or a parent using the information on their own. The other self-service pages is the random cool stuff, we call it. And that's a page where if you click on there, there's just random things. For example, there's a vocab page where we'll add a new vocabulary word that's kind of interesting every week. There is a page that clicks to, it's called Live, Learn, Travel, and when you open it, it shows, I don't even know how many, about 8 or 9 different national or international programs that you can look into to, if you have a teenager that would like to do, for example, an exchange program or go to school overseas, or, you know, work in Europe for the summer. There's also, for the self-service pages, there's member chat, there's educational and silly videos, there's articles, worksheets, assessments, all the in-depth learning activities for over 30 life skill topics. And I mentioned earlier, too, we utilize the expertise of third parties, and we're happy to always refer to other organizations that are doing something similar. And then the programs where you interact with us would be when you hire an advisor to personalize and mentor the teen through a specific life skill activities. It could be one, or it could be all of them. And the prices vary. For example, the financial is more expensive because it's a 3-month, very in-depth, back-and-forth kind of a deal, whereas, you know, me and my space, where that is about giving the teen the tools to move out on their own. And that is less in-depth, so to have an advisor mentor through them, mentor them through that, it's a lot less expensive. And when it's, you know, like $70 or $80 for as much attention as they need, and for what we estimate to be for that one is about a month worth of time. So that's, you know, if you look at it daily, it's very little.
Let me jump in there on the, in regards to mm-hmm. the mentors and advisors, and I think that parents out there will be able to kind of synergize with this. One of the things that I think we all learn as parents is that we reach a time in our life when our in our children's life, usually when they become teenagers, that something changes, and we just went from a video I have of actually my now 19-year-old when he was 5 years old looking at me and saying, Dad, you know everything, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, I've got a video of that. And then something happens, and at about 15, something happens, and all of a sudden, I've lost all of my intelligence. I don't know anything. I went from everything to nothing. But yeah. I love the thing about the mentors and advisors, because even now I have, you know, one of my sons is going to a gym and is a personal trainer, you know, and we're talking about him getting a personal trainer. Well, I know that I can't be that person. You know, if I'm that person, it's not going to work. You know, there's nothing bad about me or bad about him in regards
to,
it's just one of those things in life to where we need to have someone else. That person will have a much greater chance at success in being able to mentor them in a particular area. And mm-hmm. for those of us, we need to have a good memory. I think that's one of the things, because as a parent, we need to be able to look back and go, well, let me think about this for a minute. When I was 15, did I think my parents could mentor me in this? No, because I knew everything.
Exactly. I'm so glad you say that, because one of our mottos, and it's the last sentence on our mission statement, is that we want to complement the role of a parent and not challenge it. And I love that saying, because let me start by saying I'm extremely passionate about working with at-risk youth. And in that case, a lot of them either have good parents who, for, you know, whatever reason, they have challenges in their life and they're unable to provide this type of education and life skill wisdom to their young adults. Then you have the parents who are, you know, unfortunately not good parents, and they're not present, and the teen is finding this program because of a counselor at school or a counselor at, you know, hopefully YMCA. And then you have people like me who, I am one of the luckiest people in the world to have the mother I have, but just like what you said, you know, there was a time where I just wasn't going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's the best friend in the whole world, and I knew that as a teenager. She's my best friend. I still wasn't going to listen to her to tell me about money. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's very, very true, and there's a lot of parents who, they know, I mean, they know there's bankers who could do a better job probably if their kid will listen.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and we're going to take a break, but again, for anybody out there, while we're taking this break, go to the website, check it out. I think that you will be very, very impressed, and in fact, you know, maybe it's even one of those things that, you know, if you steer your young people to it, don't tell them that they have to do it, just steer them to it, and let them go in and let them find the things that they want, and let them come back to you and say, you know, I'd really like it if I could get a mentor in this area or that area, because if it's their idea, you've got a much greater chance that they're going to complete it. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back on Answers for the Family.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shield specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
And we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family, and we're talking today with Wendy Snodgrass. Now, the subject has to do with life skills. Now, Wendy, we were just talking a little bit about the Get in the Game program, which, again, to me has a great amount of really good information. But, you know, share with us a little bit as to how our listeners or how we can help your program succeed, because by doing so, it helps all of us, because it helps all of our children, which is the next generation.
Yes, thank you for that. Well, for one thing, if you could please tell everybody that you know to try any or all of our services, and if nothing else, to use our website as you would a search engine, you know, for life skills. There's over 30 topics, and we're still expanding. You can think creatively when you consider our programs. So there are youth programs everywhere, such as YMCAs, churches, drop-in centers, the PTA, and so forth, and we can help all of them empower their youth to function in the real world and to be true to themselves. So other programs, even if they're similar to ours to a certain degree, we can work together. We can they can bring us the teens, and we can bring them the material or supplement their material even. You may also assist us by reading a page or an article on our site and then liking it or sharing it with your social networks. That would be very helpful, and we appreciate that.
Well, and you're absolutely right that, you know, it really does come down to the fact that we just do need to all work together. I mean, none of us are have the ability to cover everything, you know, and that's why, mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you mentioned as far as the YMCAs, your local church, you know, I can remember going to the term, it's funny, I don't know if the kids today know the term, the drop-in center, okay? That was a term. Now, I don't know if it's still used anymore, but yeah, all of
it
those
is.
Things.
Yeah, we have one that's used in the program here. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, so now that helps us from the standpoint of what we can do as individuals. But for those of us that are business owners, how can we as business owners help your program succeed?
Well, we are a 501c3. Well, it's pending, but I have reason to believe that we'll have that status here really soon. And so it's a charity, and there are three categories of help. One is financial, of course, and that is volunteering your time, and then partnerships. So some financial ways would be to advertise your services within our curriculum, but keep in mind, please, that we have to, for the sake of the teenagers and the members, we have to be very particular to make sure that the service is relevant, you know, to what we're doing. And then, of course, no drugs or alcohol or anything like that. But we do this in a way that makes your services relevant to the life skill material. And then we have a very generous benefit package for advertisers and sponsors. And then you can also sponsor a school or a youth program by gifting them our EntreGivers services. And so if you were to do that, for example, I'll give a brief example. Right now, I personally am working with the Youth Volunteers in Action program at a local high school, and I'm doing it for free because this is the launch. This is our pilot year for the EntreGivers service. Now, in the future, I'm going to need to charge for that service.
Right.
And
right. But, well, and... You know, and the, most of us haven't won the lottery, and we can't volunteer forever. So I get
right.
That. So what are some of the other non-monetary ways in which people can give?
Okay, and well, so for that one, I was going to say you would be donating to the school. So you would donate
right.
to the school so they can incorporate the program. Now, some non-monetary ways of giving is to volunteer your time by agreeing to work with students. They could job shadow you, or they can just call you one day and say, hey, you know, can I set up a mock interview with you where I will practice my interviewing skills, and you just kind of go along with it for them. You can also be a mentor on a life skill project. And you can do that in person on video chat or over the telephone. And then we plan to develop a video chat learning program that spans the globe. And if you have any international relationships and knowledge, we would definitely appreciate your input to help us expand that program. And finally, we have exciting partnership opportunities for entrepreneurs that are interested in taking our ideas and our sketches for what we call life skill accessories. And we have a whole line that we'd like to have manufactured as product and then, you know, turned into products that are for sale. We don't want to own that, so somebody else would own that. They can basically take our material and turn it into a for-profit company and then donate those accessories. So let's say one might be a board game that is about going on a road trip, and they learn life skills through that board game. Another might be a cell phone app. You know, so we call it learning life accessories, and we'd really like to see that developed, but I'm not interested in going into the for-profit, you know, market. So somebody else could do that, and they can use our work to do that if they wish.
I think that's phenomenal, and actually, I'm getting some ideas as well. But I don't want to take up the time. We've got about 15 minutes, so I don't want to take it up with some of my ideas at the moment. But I'll talk to you off air. We've got a couple of email questions that have come in, and again, I want to thank everybody that does that. I appreciate the fact for those of you that receive our press release, and maybe you're working at this time, so you know that you can't call in or instant message, so you send us an email ahead of time. I think that's beautiful. Keep them coming. This one reads, our high school is in the process of implementing an internship program with local businesses for interested students in our senior class. Your program appears both innovative and successful. So could you please give us a couple of examples of how your program is structured so that it does not interfere with school performance? Also, do you choose companies who will offer employment if the internship goes well?
Okay. So the first part of that would be there's two ways to look at it. For internships, if they were to go through us, we can do that two ways. One, the student can intern for Learning Life Company. Uh-huh. Or Learning Life Company can prepare them, give them the job skills, and for about a month or two, go through a program which is within our Me and My Career curriculum, and we would prepare them to be interns for another company. So one, we'd have them prepared so that when they go, they're good, uh-huh. And that company is going to want them to continue. And I've heard some horror stories. You have no idea of these kids who will go to intern and they don't even show up, you know, or uh-huh. call to say they can't show up. So we would go through all of those soft skills basically with them, and then help them find that intern opportunity. And one way to do it so that it doesn't interfere with school would be, well, first of all, if a teacher would allow them to take a little bit of time to work on some of the curriculum, that is great. And if not, then it would have to be done via email or via chat on our website, where we would basically assign them something, like, for example, one of the soft skill activities, and they would do it, and then we would discuss it. And you do this until you feel that they're ready to go on and do that internship. So if they don't want it to interfere with school on that end, it would have to be, you know, of course, done in the evening or on the weekends, and we are available to coordinate that. So the other thing we can do too is if the school wants to use their volunteer program, if they have one, then it's not so much an intern, but it's a way to teach job readiness skills while the student is volunteering. And that is exactly what our Entregivers program does. And I'm doing that right now at a high school. I have 30 students that I'm working with.
Well, let me ask if this is something you already have or something that is coming up in the future. Is it set up for these young people to be able to get high school and or college credit for some of the training that they get from the website and or some of the internships that they perform?
Yes, and that is that's up to the school. Unfortunately, I can't, you know, promise that a school will, but for example, the 30 students that I'm working with right now at a local high school, they have to meet with me once a month in order to get their grade. So in that instance, the school has said, yes, absolutely. And basically what I'm doing is making their volunteering a more meaningful experience, because the teachers just can't personalize their volunteering. In fact, most of the teachers, they don't even teach the volunteer class. They're just, like, for example, the gentleman I'm working with, the teacher, he's a Japanese teacher, and the kids just have to come in and say, you know, hey, I'm here, okay, I'm going to go do my volunteering now. And, well, this, by having me there, it helps make them own that, be more accountable for it, their volunteering efforts, but then also I enrich their efforts. So just one example is I have a few that are working for the Humane Society right now, and if it were up to them, they would just pass out flyers, and they'd call that their volunteering experience, but I'm not letting them just pass out flyers. So they are All right. filling out assessments about their life and their dreams, and I am taking what they say that they want to do after high school, and I am helping incorporate it into what they're doing as a volunteer. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, and I can okay. see, I mean, as far as like what you're saying, I mean, you know, connecting them, for instance, with veterinarian groups or veterinarian schools. If you are enjoying this and you like working with the animals, you know, maybe you want to go in this direction or something, so that they can continue to, to stay with something that they're passionate with. I get it. I mean, nobody's going into an internship to learn the skill of passing out flyers.
right. And can I give you a real fun example real quick?
Please do.
Okay, so there is a gal, and she and one of her classmates, they're working through me, so I'm the one that signs off on their volunteer sheet, but they're actually donating their time to a group called Power of the Paw, and this gal, what she does with Power of the Paw is she saves animals that are basically on death row. Well, so far, they've been handing out flyers that they created. Well, the flyer that they created was, you know, okay, and then I helped them make it great. And then I helped them understand some time management skills before they went to pass out flyers. Well, one of the gals filled out one of my assessments, and in there, I found out that she wants to be a baker. So what I am going to do is have her bake cookies for the animals, for the dogs, well, dog cookies. So there you have something that she is planning on going to school for, but she's taken this volunteer experience that seems like it's completely unrelated, but it's not, because she's going to bake the cookies, and then that will go on her portfolio, and there you go.
Absolutely, and as you were saying it, I was thinking about the person that wants to be a graphic artist. If they're now put mm-hmm. in charge of redesigning the flyers that now become more effective, again, you can take it and turn it to something that's going to be much more beneficial to them. That's
it's fun.
I just love it. We've got another email that has come in. This one reads, of my three children, one is a college graduate who is having great difficulty finding a job in her chosen field, parentheses, interior design. My younger ones, 10th and 12th graders, are doubting the value of college because of this. Our school doesn't offer anything like you are presenting. So my question is, do you have online courses or advice for parents who would like to take the lead and help prepare their kids for the real world?
Oh, yes, that's what it's all about right there. This is what we're doing. So, yes, online, there's a lot of resources. The first place I would go to, since this is all career related, is the Me and Career section. And we have what I call a career environmental questionnaire. And I actually still have to put that up on the site, and I can do that today. I will do that today for you. and it'll be in the Me and Career section. And what it is it's a long questionnaire that, unlike the other ones out there where they take your answer and they pigeonhole you and they say, oh, okay, you have, you know, this skill, so you should probably do this. This doesn't do that. This just asks the questions all the way down to, do you want to work inside or outside? Do you want to travel? Do you like noise? Do you like quiet? Do you like to work alone? Do you like to work with people? And on and on and on, so that the parent then can look and see. For example, let's say their teenager thinks they want to do something, but they have absolutely no idea what it's really like to have that job. Well, then you would say, well, look, you know, you filled this out, and right here it says you don't want to work alone. Well, that job, you would be working alone, you know, or whatever the case may be. But it gives them, it's just one step. We have a lot of other things they can offer as well, but that's just one step to get it started, to get them to really identify what they want to do and then give the parent the tool to assess it.
Yep. And I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that right now. And again, for those of you that are at your computer and you want to follow along, you can go to learninglifeco.org. And again, this is under the Me and My Career section. You know, you can go into finding a job that makes sense, career paths, interviews, mentors, you know, or just being your own boss. So
yeah. Those are the sections,
yep. Yeah, and I think that that's just such a great way to get started. And again, it goes right back to the thing of if you let them go and start working in this area to where they're doing it themselves, I've got a feeling that a lot of them are going to turn to their parents or bring that information to their parents and say, look what I found out. And there's going to be a sense of pride over the fact that they went and did this. So you don't have to go do it for them, but steer them in the direction so that they can go do this.
Yes, that's exactly right, and thank you for saying that. And that's one reason that this website isn't 100% complete right now is because we did have it complete, but the website that we had before was speaking to parents and educators. And then upon some more market research, I said, you know, this isn't working. The website has to invite the teens. And so that's what's taken us so long this year, because we restructured everything so that it is engaging for the teenager.
Right, which then I want to add, because I'm looking at it right now, it does also have things directed towards the parents and the teachers. So it's not saying, you know, that for parents and teachers, don't go there. There's a lot of great things. In fact, I was looking at the stuff in regards to teachers, and yes. I mean, it's an incredible amount of information that for any teacher that wants to really, you know, kind of, I don't, you know, I have to stay away from the fact of kind of really kind of getting down on the public school system, but you know, I'll use the term modernize, but to be able to modernize and to be able to add some of the skills that are things that the kids need right now, and especially now, I mean, in the economy that we're in, you know, they need to be able to get into something that they like, something that they can get a passion for, because that will be the thing that will take them through, that will set them apart from anybody else, because of the fact that, you know, anybody that's looking to hire them will see they have the passion, they have the desire, and you know, that's what's going to get your child hired.
This is true, and we're going to allow the team members to be as involved as we can possibly let them in the structure of this whole business. So there might be some that just utilize parts of the program and then they move on, and there might be others. Well, I have a gal who job shadowed me last year, and she's now graduated, moved to Florida, and I've invited her to have her own blog on our website, and so she's going to, and she wants to be a writer, so that's the relevance for her. And then just by writing what she enjoys about, or what she enjoys as a young adult for this site, she's going to build a large portfolio to bring to her next writing, potential writing career.
Well, unfortunately, We are just about out of time. I just want to tell everybody again, go to the website. You can get free access to the entire site. And if you have any questions, you can either email at G as in George, I as in Ida, T as in Tom, G as in George, at learninglifeco.org. Or if you want, you can call Wendy direct, which is pretty amazing, at 208-964-6399. Wendy, we are just about out of time. If you can close things up for us with one of your favorite success stories.
Oh, personal?
Personal, or some young person that has, has gotten involved and said, let me share this with you, whichever you're more comfortable with.
A personal success story. Oh my gosh, now I feel stumped. I'm sorry. Let me think here. I think, okay, so a personal success story about somebody else who inspires me would be my father, who passed away when he was 32 in a plane accident. But he was a physician, and he was top of his class growing up in high school, and then he did the schooling. He just went to school, and he even got to go to Oxford. I believe it was Oxford for 6 months, and he didn't even get to really enjoy his success because he unfortunately passed away. But what I love about what he did is that he was able to have a family and be a great father, be a great son, be a great brother. And every story I've heard about him, it's not about his medical success or even aviation success. It was about how he treated people. So growing up on a farm in Iowa, he always told my mom, which she raised me to understand the saying, that you treat, in the real world, you treat that custodian, you treat the support staff, you treat the people who some people think are there to just serve them. They're not. They're not there to serve. You treat them with as much respect as you would treat the president, and you will make it so far in life just by being a genuine person.
Wendy, that is beautiful words. What is your father's first name?
Donald.
Donald. I think what Donald would say is that you are one of his success stories. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan, very much. Okay. And thank you, listeners. I appreciate your support.
Yes. And please, everybody, check it out. And Wendy, I would love for you to join us again, and we can go deeper into this incredible site.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you. And for everybody out there, have a great week, and be with us next week at Answers for the Family. Thank you.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.